Hello again, everybody. Michael Dieker broadcasting live, along with Ken Hansen for the nightcap between the Madison Bulldogs and their 5-1 record against the Northern Heights Wildcats with their 1-5 record. Starter's been announced, about ready for tip-off, so we'll get you starting lineups when we can. Going right to the wire with our pregame interviews. But Northern Heights 1-5 in their home white uniforms, Wildcats across the chest in black. Madison in their road black uniforms, Madison across the chest in gold. Tip won by Colt Nish in the backcourt to Lane Smith. Now in the hands of Colt Nish. Starters for Madison: Corey Yao, Colt Nish, Lane Smith, Braden Grimmett, Octavian Dean. Yao has it up top. Against a man-to-man defense. Actually a 1-3-1 zone. Octavian Dean gets it low block. Bricks it off the left side. Rebound going to be tipped out of bounds, going the way of Northern Heights. Their starters: Harlan Badger, Cooper Woodrow, T.J. Dean, Kelton Bish, and Gabe Beck. Those starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. Both teams 1-1 in Lyon County League play. Northern Heights against the man-to-man defense. Beck has it on the left wing, looking to drive with his left. Spin move on the elbow, puts it on the floor and stolen away by Yao. Yao getting his first start of the season. One game played thus far. Could be a big proponent to this Alex McGill offense. A good compliment to Octavian Dean and Colt Nish. But Braden Grimmett buries a Cody Thurston three in the corner. Cody Thurston, land agent. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Like, we decided to get out of the way in the first few seconds of the boys.
Yeah, game. Not a whole lot of three-pointers in that girls' contest. No. Still stolen away by Madison. Over in the corner to Grimmett. Now Dean up top-ish. Back to Grimmett, left corner. He'll skip it up top to Yao at the foul line. Now in the right corner to Lane Smith. 90 seconds in. Madison on top, 3-0. Long two in the corner by Grimmett. No good. Rebound fought for. One by Lane Smith in front of Northern Heights bench. Now in the hands of Yao on the wing. Bounce pass to the elbow to Dean. He'll turn to the mid lane. Jumper good. Madison with victories over Waverly and a loss to Lebo in league play. Northern Heights lost to Burlingame 63-41, but was victorious over Meredithine Valley 58-38. Madison coached by Alex McNeil. And Northern Heights coached by Lance Morris. Year number two for Morris as the ball goes skirting right past us.
Yes.
The deflect. Yeah. Deflected away from the computer. Deflect.
Deflections. And don't deflect the computer. Yeah.
5-0. Madison with the lead. Northern Heights with possession. Woodrow throws up a shot that's no good. Rebound by Corey Yap. 5:45 to play. 5-0. Madison leads here in the opening moments of the game. Lane Smith in the corner now up top-ish. Left side, Yao. Yao looks inside, ball fake. Bounce pass to the wing to Colt Nish. Dribbling with his left against the man-to-man defense now. Over in the corner now to Smith. Back to Ish. Ish drives the foul line. Trying to go opposite elbow to Dean. And Gabe Beck is right there, and it's stolen away. Now in the half court to Woodrow. Back to Beck. Underneath to Bish. Bish spinning hook shot. No good. Rebound to Octavian Dean. Madison looking to add to their five-point advantage. 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Yao on the wing. Now up top, Colt Nish. Now to Lane Smith. Back to Yao. Yao along the perimeter. Down the corner to Smith. Deflected into the hands of Dean. Gets it knocked out of his hands. Now back out to Smith. Right wing three fired. No good. Offensive board, though, to Braden Grimmett. His put back. He's a little shy off the rim and rebound to T.J. Dean. Zachary Nissen, the assistant for Madison, and Gunnar Fort for Northern Heights. Two very successful players in their respective careers for Opie and Osage City.
Yes.
Shot underneath for Northern Heights. Falls away, rebound to Madison, now to Dean. Underneath, opposite block, pass to Corey Yao. Off the window and good. We're going to have a 30-second timeout taken by Lance Morris. We'll step aside with him. 7-0 our score, 4:17 to play in the first quarter.
Area High School Basketball, being brought to you by the Opie Meat Locker, providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Emporia, the city of Allen. A proud supporter of the Northern Heights Wildcats. Go Cats! And Henry Ott with Tall Grass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Please call Henry in Madison for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340.
Welcome back to Mix 104.9. Or moved over here to the KFFX because of Kansas State and Texas Tech. That game underway on Country 101.7 FM. 7-0 here in Allen, though. Northern Heights trails with possession. Going to left side to Beck, and his pass too strong and stolen away by Madison. Now in the hands of Colton Ish at midcourt. Up the court we go to Braden Grimmett. Now in the hands of Dean at the foul line. Back to Grimmett. Right wing three fired. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Ish.
And, you know, Michael, we had some girls' scores come in. Lemo defeated Burlingame 62-25. Osage City beat Cara Faribault 69-10. And Burlington beat Osawatomie 86-8.
Of course, over on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, Dylan Sherwood on the call of the boys' contest now with Hayes and Emporia.
Yeah, I may have to scoot around here, protect that computer.
Now in the corner, Harlan Badger up top, Dean. Dean, TJ Dean with a pass over to the right side to Gabe Beck. Fire for, flies into the block, but took an extra step trying to go for the layup. It'll be a turnover back to Madison. First substitution of the ball game. Into the ball game, Henry Sheely, the 5'9 freshman. Madison leads 7-0, 3:25 to play opening quarter. Yao gets it on the left wing, going along the perimeter now. Now back to Smith, bounce past to Octavian Dean, underneath to Colton Ish. And Colton Ish gets his first points of the ball game, leading score for Madison, just shy of 17 a contest. TJ Dean with it, right corner, fires up a jumper on the baseline, that's no good. Rebound to Colton Ish, looking to extend their lead into double figures now. Grimmett, left wing three, fire, swish. Second, Cody Thurston, land agent three for Braden Grimmett. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference with Cody Thurston.
Yeah, Braden just went up with confidence on that shot.
TJ Dean now to Harlan Badger. Or that's Cooper Woodrow, and trying to feed the post to Kelton Bish. And Bish will be fouled from behind. That's the first foul call of the game. Going to go against Octavian Dean, his first. Heights the inbound underneath the bucket. Going to the corner to Badger. Now TJ Dean running jumper in the mid lane. That falls through. Stopping the 12-0 run to begin this contest, much like the girls' contest.
Yeah.
But Heights on the board. 2:28 to play, first quarter. 12-2 our score. Braden Grimmett left open, top of the key three.
Oh,
bang!
Man.
Third three of the quarter for Braden Grimmett. It's another Cody Thurston land agent three.
This is the best I've seen Braden shoot.
Really could be a big X factor for McNeil here in the January and beyond. Sheely looking to drive, dribbles it off Colton Ish's foot out of bounds. Cade Herbert for Madison in the contest for the first time. And also in for Northern Heights will be Oliver Sheely. Cooper Woodrow to inbound, trying to find Oliver Sheely, and then it's going to go off the hands of Cade Herbert out of bounds. 2:01 now left on this first quarter clock. Woodrow to inbound, going to Henry Sheely, now back to Woodrow. Now to Oliver Sheely on the left block. Now to Dean on the elbow. Up top, Henry Sheely thought about it, now looking to drive against the man-to-man defense. Picks up his dribble. Now up top, Woodrow. Now Sheely. That's Henry Sheely with it on the wing. Back to Woodrow. Long three fired. Top of the key. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Herbert. Cade with it now. Dribbling with his left up the court. We go to Colton Ish. Left corner to Smith to the block. Doctavian Dean up top. Herbert. Now right side. He checked to Braden Grimmett. It's no good off the right side of the rim, but offensive rebound to Cade Herbert. 15-2. Madison looking to extend their lead. Buck 20 remaining here in the opening quarter. Going all out for it is Cooper Woodrow trying to save it going out of bounds, going into his nearly into his athletic director, Leah Hamlin, over there on the front row.
Yeah, watch out, Leah.
1:16 to play now. Madison inbounding on the far side. Goes to Smith, now back to Cade Herbert. Herbert, right side, Grimmett. Grimmett ball fake, now back to Herbert, now back to Grimmett. Over to Herbert, now in the right corner. Ish has it on the right wing. Pump fake, fires a three. It's long. Offensive board, though, to Cade Herbert. His put back good. 15-point advantage for Madison. Under one here to play in this first quarter. Woodrow over to Henry Sheely, or Oliver Sheely, now left side, TJG. The elbow trying to do a pick and roll, and the pass stolen away by Ish. Ish looking to push now. Up the court we go to Grimmett. Right wing back to Ish. Ish elbow mid lane. Finds Dean. Right block. Shot. No good. And rebound to Cooper Woodrow. Woodrow in the half court now. 30 seconds remaining. No look pass. Going to be stolen away by Octavian Dean. Dean looking to push. 3-2 breakaway. Now trying to find Lane Smith. Fortunate for the official as it hits the official and it'll stay with Madison. Now Herbert. Grimmett, left wing three fired. Another one. His fourth. Cody Thurston, three of the quarter. Heights has it. 2 seconds looking to push. Gets a pass. Going to be stolen away by Dean. 20-2 our end of the first quarter score. And we'll step aside and have continued coverage of the area game of the week on Mix 104.9.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Contact Teal's at 785-528-3912. USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2024-25 school year. And by Kansas Land Bank. Kansas Land Bank is now Equity Bank. They're proud to support all area athletes. With 37 locations across Kansas, they never forget it's your money. Learn more at equitybank.com, member FDIC.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. By USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs! And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
We welcome you back to Northern Heights. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. An excellent start for the Madison Bulldogs as they lead things 20-2.
Yeah.
Started the game on a 12-0 run and now responded with an 8-0 run to end the quarter. Northern Heights with possession. Woodrow with it at the point. Woodrow picks up his dribble, looking for an open teammate, trying to find Bish on the right block off the window. Too strong, gets his own board, his putback is blocked, and we're going to have a tie-up or a foul. Looks like it's going to be a foul on the backside. Foul's going to go against Corey Yao. That'll be his first. Team's first in the second quarter. Bish at the line for two. First one in the air, right-hander, no good off the right side of the rim. Bish, a 6'3 junior. Beck, the only senior in the starting lineup. A lot of youth here for Lance Wilson. Foul shot falling through for Bish. Trims the deficit to 17. Ish. Over to Braden Grimmett. Grimmett had four threes in that first quarter. Grimmett gets it left corner. Back to Ish. Right side, Herbert. Cade with it. Picks up his dribble on the wing. Now going the corner to Ish. Bounce pass to Yao. Extended baseline. Now skipping in the left corner to Grimmett. Drives in on the baseline. No good. Gets his own rebound. Shot by Yao. Right corner. No good. Offensive board to Ish at the foul line. Skips right side, opposite block, pass to Corey Yao, and he bangs it home.
I think Coach McNeil just has to be thrilled with the way the Bulldogs have played.
Sends their lead to 19. Woodrow, bounce pass to T.J. Dean. Dean, mid lane, kick back out, Woodrow. Three fired, good. Cooper Woodrow with a Cody Thurston land agent three. Brings our score to 22-6. 6.5 to play, second quarter. Herbert left corner, Grimmett, three fired. The answer's no good. Rebound won by Woodrow. Goes out of bounds, going to be last touch by Woodrow into the hands of Madison. You actually, know. No, actually going to say last touch by Ish. It'll be Madison ball? Or I thought he said it was Northern Heights ball, but yeah. It must have been overruled. So Madison keeps it. Inbound to Ish in the corner, up top Grimmett. Now to Ish. 22-6, Madison with the advantage. Lane Smith now, far side. In the corner to Ish, left corner. Now right wing to Braden Grimmett. Grimmett bounce pass in the corner to Lane Smith. Back up top, Grimmett. No ball fake, go back to Smith. One hand pass to Gal on the baseline, trying to find Dean on the right block to pass too strong. And a turnover to Northern Heights.
You know, Braden Grimmett with those 4 3-pointers. I've known Braden a long time. And Braden has really worked hard this offseason to improve on the three-point shot. In fact, Michael, when we were down there doing the girls...
Could have a drive by Oliver T.J. Dean that is going to be, looked like it was blocked. They're going to say a foul call against Colton Ish, so foul shots for T.J. Dean.
You know, the girls were playing the eighth center that night, and Braden was out working for 20, 30 minutes after the boys' practice on his three-point shooting.
Free throw no good by T.J. Dean. Grimmett comes into the night with 6 points of contest, so he's already doubled that up in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Second one now upcoming for Dean, the right-hander. Three dribbles, bends his knees and fires, and good. Dean's third point of the ball game, trims the deficit to 15. Lane Smith with it, left wing. Bounce pass to Grimmett, now to Dean, now back to Grimmett. Up top Smith, now to Ish. Ish against his own defense, over to Corey Yao, right baseline. Going along the baseline, trying to... Grimmett on the left wing, up top Ish now. He'll take a few dribbles before passing it to Lane Smith. Bounce pass to Yao, now in the corner to Colton Ish. Three is going to be short, and rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Oliver Sheila.
And Madison has now got 7 offensive rebounds tonight. You're shooting well from three, and you're getting offensive rebounds.
Ish with a jumper in the corner off the inbound. It's no good. Rebound to Bish now in the hands of Woodrow. Woodrow in the half court against the man-to-man defense. Woodrow good, looking to go coast-to-coast. Shot's no good. Back to Bish. And Bish misses the shot, but he is fouled. Neal steps in line for 2 free throws.
Yeah, Michael, if you're shooting well from three-point range and getting offensive rebounds, that just makes it harder for Northern Heights.
Fish at the line for 2. Misses the first one. Cade Herbert back in the contest. He'll sub out for Yao. 22-7 our score. 5:01 to play in the half.
So far, Northern Heights 2 of 5 at the free throw line.
Gabe Beck back into the contest. Subbing out T.J. Dean. Shot by Bish, this time good. Splits another pair. 14-point advantage for Madison now. Ish at the point, 4:55 to play here in the half. Lane Smith with it, now in the corner to Braden Grimmett. Ball fake, now up top Smith, right side Cade Herbert. Herbert along the perimeter. Ball fakes in the corner to Braden Grimmett, thought about a three in the corner. Goes back to Herbert, now left side Lane Smith. Madison working the clock. Of course, no shot clock here tonight. Much in part of many LCL contests this year. And Oliver Sheely, or Henry Sheely, with a steal underneath. And he'll go back the other way. Golden Heights kind of starting to find some rhythm here. Sheely over to Bish. Now left side, Beck. Beck at the elbow. Lob inside to Bish. Nice pass to cutting Henry Sheely. He's going to be kicked out. Oliver Sheely. Jumper at the elbow. Good. And we're going to have a full timeout taken by Alex McNeil. We'll take a break with him. 4:03 left to go in the half. Madison leads 22-10 here on KFFX Emporia, 104.9.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. By TWS Incorporated Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or Marysville, Kansas.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And Emporia State University. Helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. 12-point advantage for Madison.
Northern
22
Knights.
To 10, but it's been 10-10 ever since... About 2 minutes to play in the first quarter after a 12-0 run to begin the ball game for Madison. So it's been back and forth. And I think that's what that timeout was for McNeil. Didn't really like his effort for his teams.
Yeah, and Northern Heights are doing a nice job all of a sudden of getting the ball inside to their bigs.
That's something where, you know, obviously Octavian Dean's a pretty good post player. But, I mean, that's something that, you know, defensively Madison kind of struggles at.
Yes. But also, they've lost a little focus on the offensive end.
Well, you wouldn't think the hot start would maybe carry over. I mean, that'd be almost a historic pace for Grimmett as he fires another three that's well long this time. But offensive board, though, to Ish. Maybe poke checked from behind. Maybe the first team foul here in the quarter for Northern Heights going against Gabe Beck.
And there's a guy that they got to get. If you're Madison, you got to get going. It's Colton Ish.
Yeah, quiet night so far. Only 2 points. Ish with the inbound. A pass to Dean. Dean shot rejected by Oliver Sheely. He gets it back, and this time he'll be fouled on the shot. Here we go against Oliver Sheely.
Again, though, an offensive rebound for Madison.
And Dean, another one that has been quiet tonight, misses the first of two. He's averaging just about 17 points a ball game, too. Really coming on strong as a junior. Kind of saw that breaking out there from basically from the Lion Kennel League tournament onward last season for Madison as he misses both of them. And then a putback.
Goodness.
On the rebound by Oliver Sheely.
Yeah.
That's going to go for Madison. And as soon as he left his hands, he couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Well, we saw Madison almost go the other way in the girls' game with a shot. So.
Yeah.
Okay, they're going to talk things over. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
Alex McNeil's questioning. It was a live ball. They made the basket. Why did he allow the player to come in?
Yeah.
So they stopped the play. But as the officials are saying, it's a dead ball on something like that when another team makes it.
Yeah. So that's why they're able to substitute.
Yeah, correct.
That's a real weird technicality that they don't run across very often.
At 24-10 now. And stolen away by Madison. Madison with numbers. Grimmett over to Dean. Dean picks up his dribble. Now going up top. Ish. Ish elbow. Left block. Dean. His shot rejected by Woodrow. It's on the floor. Now to Smith. 24-10. Madison with the advantage. 3 minutes to play in the half. Three in the corner by Herbert. There's going to be a foul on the rebound. Going to go against Madison. Going to go against Colton Ish. That's his second. Team's fourth. Ish must play careful here the last 3 minutes of the half.
And they've missed their last 6 3-point attempts.
So as hot as a start as they had to start the ball game, leading things 20-2 to head into the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
A 8-2 run for Northern Heights here in the last 5 minutes of play. Back to Dean. Back to Beck in the right corner. Beck driving with his left. Running floater in the lane. Toss through for Gabe Beck. His first points of the contest. Trims the deficit back to 12. Smith over to Braden Grimmett. Pressure picking up on a 1-2-2 zone. And Kelton Bish nearly getting a steal. Flying out of bounds trying to save it. It'll stay with Madison.
Great effort that time by Bish.
And an official timeout, so Bish can tie his shoe. With assistance from Cooper Woodrow.
Yeah, Cooper's like, okay, I think you got it.
Lane Smith, the inbound. Goes up top to Grimmett. Grimmett picks up his dribble, going back to Smith, left corner. Skips it right side to Ish. Ish. Now, Braden Grimmett, right wing three, fired. Good. Braden Grimmett finding a rhythm once again. That's his fifth. Cody Thurston, land agent three of the ball game. Re-extends the lead to 15.
He is the difference right now.
Absolutely. Henry Sheely now in the corner to Gabe Beck. Beck going along the perimeter with his left. Puts it on the floor at the elbow, but recovered by Dean in the right corner. T.J. Dean with it. Bounce pass into Bish. He'll turn and face. Fires up a shot.
Nice.
That's off the window and good. And he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul goes against Octavian Dean. That's also his second. So Dean and Ish each with two fouls apiece.
That time it was just good effort that time by Bish.
And one now upcoming for Bish. Two dribbles. Bends his knees. Fires in the air. Good. Bish with five. There's 27-15 Madison. 90 seconds remaining here in the half. We'll have an interview with Victorious Girls basketball coach Brett Daniels. Team winning 41-11 here to start off our broadcast. Ish with it. Working some clock. Now to Herbert. Now Smith. Right corner. Back up top Herbert. Now Ish. Ish drives. Up top Herbert. Top of the key three. No good. Rebound. Cooper Woodrow. 55 seconds left here in the half. Woodrow. Drive. Off the window, no good. Offensive board to Bish, just put back short. Gets his own board, another put back, no good. Rebound, goes out of bounds. Last touched by Madison. Inbound to Bish. Now over to Harlan Badger, and it's going to be stolen away by Herbert. 40 seconds remaining. Now for Madison. Over to Ish. Ish crossing over. Picks up a dribble on the wing. Bounce pass to Grimmett. Bounce pass in the post. Who was Will Grimmett who subbed in during that stoppage. And Grimmett, as in Will, gets his first points off the bench.
He just backed in there and he just used his size to get in for the easy shot.
Back over to Dehidjay Jean. 14 seconds, now 12. Cooper Woodrow fires up a three and an offensive board to Kelton Bish. And Bish gets the bucket. 5 seconds remaining now. Ish over the corner to Smith. Smith unaware and he's going to travel. But I think the travel happened. The shot or the clock goes to zero. I think they need to add about at least a half a second onto the clock. Maybe enough for Northern Heights to get a shot off. The head official's going to come over. Oh, they're not going to add any time into it. So we will get into the long bottom applies a halftime show and get a tally or stats get an interview with Brett Daniels. But 29-17 here in the boys' game. You're listening to Area Game of the Week on Mix 104.9.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roof and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Melissa Hurtman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors, wishing all athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with fast start savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with the current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in. You'll get our best deal every day at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Welcome to the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. At the half of the Masson boys lead Northern Heights 29-17. But with me is the victorious girls coach, Masson coach Brett Daniels. Congratulations on your team's victory tonight, 41-11.
Thank you very much, Ken. Appreciate that.
What do you think was the key for you?
Well, I think we got a slow start going, but I think the biggest thing was is our size. Had a lot to do with this game. We out-rebounded them by quite a lot. And I think our experience, too. They're a young team, mm-hmm. and I think that had a lot to do with their game.
What are some of the positives you're going to take away from this game?
You know, I think we come out tonight and did exactly what I wanted to do. We limited them to one shot per possession defensively. We got a lot of nice rebounds. You know, we kind of got our tempo back tonight a little bit. You know, been 3 weeks since we last played, so it was kind of nice just to get back out and kind of knock the rust off a little bit.
Yeah, I could tell really both teams it was just kind of sketchy a little bit here and there.
Definitely. I thought we kind of had a slow start, but I kind of expected the shooting to not be there tonight. With the snow days here the last few weeks, we've had a lot of days off. It's hard to get in the gym, and, you know, you got to shoot the ball every day if you want to keep a rhythm, and we're struggling with that a little bit tonight. But we kind of finally found it in the second half, and I thought we did a little bit better job there in the third quarter.
And I thought your defense tonight was terrific.
I think the ladies played really good. We talked about ball pressure, you know, and jumping the passing lanes when there were opportunities there. And I think we did a really, really nice job of you know, playing in the gaps and taking away any driving lanes.
And you hold the team to 11 points. Defense was really solid.
And that's what it takes for us to win a lot of games. You know, on a night when you're struggling to score like we did early, you know, our defense is what definitely it gives us turnovers. It gives us a chance to get some runouts and get a layup or two and get our game flowing.
And Jalen had a good game tonight.
She did. She kind of had a quiet 20 points. It didn't seem like during the game that she had that many points, but when I got to the scorebook, she had done a really nice job. And, you know, she's that player that our team goes as she goes. And when she's having a good night, our girls, they find her and they feed her the ball. And, you know, they did a really good job of that tonight.
And you were able to get a lot of kids in the game.
It was nice, yes. We've been talking about that all Christmas break. We wanted to start getting some more kids in the game, start developing those young players. You know, you get into big games and you need a couple of minutes out of your seventh or eighth player. They need some experience on that varsity court, and I thought right now is a good time to start getting that going.
That they do, and now the rest of the next few weeks is going to get a little crowded, isn't it?
A lot crowded. You know, we're going to play. I think we're going to play 8 or 9 games in about 14 to 15 days, and you know, but it's that time of year. It's January. This is like our it's January madness. You know, I like to call it because we have the Lyon County League tournament comes up, and you know that's always one thing I look forward to every year. It's a fun tournament to play in, and I've been part of it for many years.
And the girls' side is wide open.
Oh, it's crazy wide open. Yeah. We've talked about this in the past in some interviews that. the Lyon County League is a gauntlet on the girls' side. On any given night, any team can beat the other one. And so if you don't come in prepared and ready to play, you know, you could find yourself on the losing end.
Well, Coach, congratulations, and we'll see you next Tuesday night in Hartford.
Ken, thank you very much.
All right.
Michael, appreciate it.
With me has been Masson girls coach Brett Daniels. We'll be back with more on the Long Bay Nauta Plaza halftime show.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud. Go Bulldogs.
We welcome you back into the Long Bayou Auto Plaza halftime show. Get you these halftime stats here in the boys' game. Many thanks to Brett Daniels with another excellent interview. But we have got a 29-17 halftime score here in the boys' game. We tell you how we got here by these halftime stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. For individual scoring, Madison led in scoring by Braden Grimmett, 15 points off of five Cody Thurston threes. Corey Yao with 4 points. Octavian Dean with 4 points. Ish with two. Kate Herbert with two, and Will Grimmett with two. Now for Northern Heights, they're led in scoring by Kelton Bish with 7. 3 points apiece to Cooper Woodrow and TJ Dean, and then Beck and Oliver Sheely adding 2 points apiece. Ken, your team stats real quick.
For Madison, shooting the ball-wise, they were 5 of 15 inside the arch. They were 5 of 16 from three-point range, so overall 10 of 31. They were 0 for 1 from the free throw line. They pulled down 9 offensive and 5 defensive rebounds and 4 turnovers. And for Northern Heights, they were 5 of 13 inside the arch, 1 for 3 from three-point range. So overall, 6 of 16 from the field. They were 4 of 7 at the free throw line. They've had 5 offensive and 7 defensive rebounds and 5 turnovers.
Once again, those halftime stats brought to you by GR Roofing. That will wrap up the Long Bayou Auto Plaza halftime show. Second half action upcoming next on Mix 104.9.
At Long Bayou Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with fast start savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with the current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000 miles, with $5,000 trade equity or cash. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in. You'll get our best deal every day at Long Bayou Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24/7 at longbayouauto.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by the Opie Meat Locker, providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Schenke at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Emporia, the city of Allen. A proud supporter of the Northern Heights Wildcats. Go Cats! And Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Please call Henry in Madison for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340.
Hey, welcome back. Michael Dieker alongside Ken Hansen. Do you have a score update from Lebo and Burlingame, Ken, close game all the way down to the wire.
42-38, Burlingame.
Lebo led.
Through three.
Yeah, through three
yep.
in that contest. That's a really tight ball game. Of course, we'll have Lebo and Northern Heights on Friday, and we'll have the makeup game of Opie Burlingame next Friday. Madison will have possession to start this second half, going right to left on your radio dial with a 12-point advantage, 29-17. Of course, Madison started the game on a 20-2 run into the second quarter, but Northern Heights has made this game interesting.
That they haven't. They just chipped a little bit here, a little bit there.
And that's really kind of given Madison fits on that zone defense. Obviously, you're going to give up some threes, mm-hmm. you know, which Braden Grimmett had five in that first half. But anything else down low has really been difficult to come by. Of course, Ish only with 2 points. Ish has it on the inbound. Over to Corey Yao, and nobody home on the pass. Stolen away by Harlan Badger. I'm going to say a tie-up. That will be in favor of Northern Heights regardless. And then do have a score update from Jalen Sherwood. 28-27, Hayes. 4:48 left to go in the fourth quarter. And then Opie leads Madison, or Opie leads Hartford at the half, 36-12. Heights with it. T.J. Dean left corner. Man-to-man defense for Madison. Harlan Badger has it, foul line, drives to the mid lane, picks up a dribble, trying to kick it out to Beck, and stolen away by Ish. Ish breakaway, layup, shy, no good. They're going to say a foul from behind, and Ish will be rewarded 2 foul shots.
Yeah, Colton Ish averages 17 a game. They are really needing for him to probably step up a little bit more in this half.
Ish, no good on the first one.
But sometimes you just have those nights.
Second one, also no good, but offensive board to Corey Yao. Yao bounce pass to Dean, left block. Turns and faces back to Yao, left corner. No look pass to Ish on the wing. They'll set up the offense now. 1 minute gone by here in the third. Ish going along the perimeter now to Smith, right corner. Up top, Ish now, Corey Yao. Skip left corner to Braden Gimmett. Now back to Corey Yao. Over to Ish, now Smith. Smith looking for an open teammate, finding Ish, now Yao. Dean, jumper at the foul line, no good. Ish, offensive board, putback, no good. Rebound to Braden Grimmett, his putback, no good. And a rebound to Gabe Beck. Multiple opportunities that possession for Madison, they come up empty. T.J. Dean, right block, puts it on the floor, and he'll be poke-checked to the floor. Foul's going to go against Braden Grimmett. That's his first. Of course, Dean and Ish, each with 2 fouls apiece. Cooper Woodrow finding T.J. Dean up top. Those teams got to feeling each other out here in the opening moments of the half. Woodrow now, right wing, picks up a dribble, lob up to Bish. Great help defense by Corey Yao, but an excellent turnaround jumper for Kelton Bish. Trims the deficit to 10, 29-19. Grimmett, left corner now to Yao. Yao, pass deflected, recovered by Ish. Bounce pass in the corner to Smith. Smith finds Ish on the baseline, back to Smith, now Yao, now Grimmett, finding Dean, left baseline, back to Grimmett, three fired on the wing, good. Mm. Fortunately for Madison, Grimmett continues to hit threes, and that's his sixth Cody Thurston three of the evening. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
He has been simply the difference tonight.
I think I'm, you know, not keeping track of individual shooting from outside, but I think he's 6 out of 8
yeah.
from beyond the arc. Dean gets it on the inbound. T.J. Dean finding Cooper Woodrow, and he's got an answer. Woodrow with his second three of the night. Trims the deficit back to 10. Back and forth we go. Yao to Smith. Over to Ish. Back to Smith. Now Yao fires the top of the key three. That's no good. Offensive board to Smith. Now to Ish. Ish driving with his left along the perimeter, skipping in the left corner to Yao. Yao's approach to the block, rejected into the hands of Dean. fires it home, and he'll step to line looking for one more as he is fouled.
Good effort that time by, really, I'm going to give Corey Yao the, really the effort on that. Just getting back in there, getting inside, and then Dean going up and getting the rebound. Yeah, offensive rebounds, too, has just been huge.
Dean at the line. Two dribbles, spins it in his hands, fires. Good. Octavian Dean now a 7. Lead back to 13, 35-22.
Michael, 13 offensive rebounds for Madison.
Ooh. DJ Dean out the foul line trying to find Bish. Pass is deflected off of his knee and out of bounds. 4:37 to play third quarter. 35-22. Madison with the advantage. And they've led the entirety of this contest. Starting the game off on a 12-0 run. But Northern Heights has pretty much kept up with them ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Yao over to Grimmett. Now to Smith. Bounce pass back to Grimmett, left wing, thought about it. Going to the foul line to Yao. Yao, running hook shot. And no good. And trying to push the issue up the court, but the pass too strong to Harlan Badger. It'll be a turnover back to Madison.
Yeah, but when somebody goes on a 12-0 run, that is just so hard to match that at some point in time.
Yao with it. Now right side Smith. Bounce pass to Ish. Now Smith. Now Yao. Left corner three fired by Braden Grimmett. It's long. Offensive board, though, to Ish. Bounce pass to Yao. Back to Ish. Up and under. No good. Players falling to the floor. Another offensive down to Madison and the Braden Grimmett. Now Lane Smith. Top of the key. Left side to Grimmett. Thought about it. Now going on the wing. Gets his pocket picked by Harlan Badger. Badger going the other way. Picks up his dribble on the wing. T.J. Dean, 3 on the wing. No good. And rebound to Yao. We have a timeout taken by Alex McNeil. It'll be a 30-second break. We'll take a break with him. 3:19 to play in the third quarter. 35-22, Madison leads Northern Heights.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, free estimates. The Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support the MHS student-athletes every step of the way. And by the City of Americus. Proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats!
We welcome you back to Northern Heights. Michael Digger alongside Ken Hansen. 35-22, Madison with the advantage. They have possession after the timeout taken by their head coach. Now over to Braden Grimmett. Now Lane Smith. Bounce past Octavian Dean in the left corner. Now back to Smith. Smith going along the perimeter. No look pass nearly to the front row of that student section far side. Now Ish. Now to Smith. Back to Ish. Ish. Few dribbles. The pass to Grimmett. Now to Dean. Left corner. Back to Ish. Ish drives to the elbow. Spin move. Now to Dean. Up top Grimmett. The 3. No good. Rebound to Cooper Woodrow. Jumper by Beck, no good as he falls to the floor. And rebound to Colton Ish. 13-point lead for Madison. Yao with it in the corner. Skips it right side over to Grimmett, who just falls to the floor, but saves it from going out of bounds. Now Smith on the wing. Up top, Ish. He'll hand it off to Braden Grimmett. 2:15 to play here in the third quarter. T.J. Dean deflecting the pass out of bounds. To Braden Grimmett. Grimmett left side, Lane Smith. Bounce pass to Grimmett. Up top, Ish. Madison working some clock this possession. No shot clock here tonight. Now to Smith, now Ish, now Grimmett. Bounce pass to Ish. Bounce pass to the post to Yao. He'll turn face. Doesn't quite get squared up. And a rebound to Cooper Woodrow. Woodrow looking to push. Elbow to the block. Up top. Harlan Badger three. No good. Rebound to Yao. Now Ish. Ish. Drive. Layup. No good. Offensive board to Dean. Is put back good. Octavian Dean flushes it home. He's got five here in the quarter. Lead back to 15 for Madison. Woodrow to the right corner. The TJ Dean, now Harlan Badger. Badger along the perimeter, 1:15 to play here in the third quarter. Back up top. And then a jumper by Beck that's no good at the elbow. And rebound to Octavian Dean. Dean to Yao. Yao, 5-foot jumper, good. For Yao with six. And Madison has extended their lead to 17. 7-0 run for Madison. Beck, mid-lane jumper, no good. Rebound deflected into the hands to Corey Yao. And now Ish up the court. 40 seconds to play in the quarter. Ish to Grimmett. Back to Ish. He'll drive baseline. Go up and under. Not going to get continuation as he is fouled on the floor.
No, he was trying to get that. This veteran crew, though, is not going to fall for that.
No. Sheely's back in the ball game. Oliver and Henry. They'll sub out Badger and Beck. Madison yet to go to the bench here in this quarter. Officials talking a few things over with the players out in the court. Now that official hands it to Lane Smith. Quick three fired by Braden Grimmett on the inbound. That's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound to Cooper Woodrow. Now in the hands of Ish. Fish puts it on the floor. Falls to the floor. Trying to find an open teammate. Dean's on it. It's going to be a jump ball. A tussle underneath. An alternate possession arrow in favor of Madison. 15.8 seconds to play. Kate Herbert to the scorer's table.
Yeah.
He'll sub out Corey out. Lane Smith in the half court now. 10 seconds on this third quarter clock. Heavy pressure by Dean.
Wow.
And Smith dribbles it out of bounds. Last touch by Dean.
The Northern Heights student section, though, appreciating the effort there by TJ.
Keeping his feet moving. Herbert to inbound, far side. Over to Grimmett. Now Smith, back to Herbert. 5 seconds on the clock. Skip left side, Grimmett fires the three. No good. 39-22. Madison with the advantage. We'll step aside, say hello to our sponsors, and have fourth and final quarter coverage. The area game of the week on Mix 104.9.
Area high school basketball brought to you by USD 243 Levo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. By Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. And by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs, the city of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students. The city of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. And Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
17-point advantage for Madison to begin this fourth quarter. Northern Heights with possession. Northern Heights was able to trim it to 10 points in that quarter before a 7-0 run to end the quarter for Madison. Madison's largest lead is 19. Henry Shealy up top to Oliver Shealy. Left side, T.J. Dean. The foul line, out of Bish. Right side, Cooper Woodrow. He's on the wing, now drives, picks up his dribble. Bounce pass to the foul line to T.J. Dean. Fadeaway jumper that rims out, no good. Rebound, Octavian Dean. Bish. Oh, sorry, King, go ahead.
26-16, rebounding edge for Madison.
And then Grimmett gets in the corner, goes to trying to find Colton Ish. And it's stolen away by T.J. Dean, and Ish will be picked up with a foul. That's his third foul. How many times he's got more fouls than points?
No, not many at all.
But fortunate for Madison, they lead by 17.
Well, one thing, both teams have done a nice job in, as we get a turnover, but there's been a lot. This has been a pretty turnover-free game.
Absolutely. Herbert with it, now to Grimmett. Trying to find Octavian Dean, foul line, now back up top Smith. Right side, Colton Ish. Ish, over to Smith. Back to Ish. Now Herbert. Octavian Dean gets it at the elbow, and this pass stolen away by Oliver Shealy. Woodrow with it, top of the key. Over to Oliver Shealy, extended left elbow. Now to Henry Shealy. He'll drive into the corner, back to Oliver. Now back to Henry. Henry Shealy, mid-lane, dribbles it off his foot. And actually going to say last touch by Madison.
Mm.
He'll stay with the Wildcats. Inbound to Cooper Woodrow, 6:20 remaining. Northern Heights trailing things by 17. T.J. Dean picks up a dribble at the elbow, trying to skip it in the right corner and deflected out of bounds by Cade Herbert. Henry Shealy gets it on the inbound. Now to Cooper Woodrow on the wing, gets the ball screen, drives. Fadeaway jumper in the corner. That's no good. Offensive board, though, to Bish. Putback's no good, but he is fouled on the approach. Actually, that was T.J. Dean. They were both in the area and was kind of blocked by the official. Foul goes against Braden Grimmett, his second, team second. First of two for T.J. Dean. Good. Dean with 4 points now. Second one from Dean. Good as well. They'll pick up half-court pressure now. Herbert with it. Finding Dean in the middle at the elbow. Now kicked in the corner. Grimmett three. No good. Rebound to Woodrow. Woodrow trying to go behind his back in a turnover, but Smith gets it right at midcourt, and his momentum carries him into the backcourt. And it's an over and back, so it'll stay with Northern Heights after the turnover.
Oh, that's one of those. Oh,
wrong spot, wrong time.
Coach appreciates the effort, though.
Woodrow with it. Heavy pressure applied by Smith. Man-to-man defense for Madison. And a pass going to go through the five hole of Oliver Shealy, and another over and back that will go back to Madison.
Well, ever since I said both teams were not committing turnovers.
The cheeks. It's a lie.
I know.
It's a lie.
I know. Oh, man.
It's Frankenstein. It's alive and well.
Yeah.
Braden Grimmett over to Cade Herbert. Now to Octavian Dean. Nice drive off the window and good. Octavian Dean now in double figures. Over to Henry Shealy, up top Oliver Shealy. Over to T.J. Dean. Dean, drive, elbow, midline jumper falling through. Yeah, Ken, I just could not help with a young Frankenstein reference.
Yes.
Michelle Pringle's not in the not taking pictures tonight. You know, Michelle's usually does a pretty good job up here at Northern Heights.
Uh-huh.
But we are far from Abby Normal. But Octavian Dean over to Lane Smith. A 15-point advantage for Madison and Smith. Another turnover going back to Northern Heights.
Yeah, ever since they got that 12-0 lead, Northern Heights has met. Madison's got up 12-0. Northern Heights has cut into it a few times, but they just can't get over the hump.
Cooper Woodrow with it. Going along the perimeter. Now over to Gabe Beck. Beck driving with his left. Now bounce pass. A strong bounce pass to Cooper Woodrow. Fires up a shot that's going to fall home. Woodrow with five. And they trim the deficit to 13. 41-28. About halfway through this fourth quarter. Ish. Stigman left wing. Now to Dean. Nice pass to Herbert. Herbert off the window. Good.
I like that look that time by Dean. We're
going to have a timeout taken by Lance Morris. We'll take a break with him. 3:55 to play in the ball game. Madison leads by 15, 43-28.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Brian. Contact Teals at 785-528-3912. USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2024-25 school year. And by Kansas Land Bank. Kansas Land Bank is now Equity Bank. They're proud to support all area athletes. With 37 locations across Kansas, they never forget it's your money. Learn more at equitybank.com, member FDIC.
Michael, I've got a couple more scores for us here. Osage City beat Care Paraville 61-37. We'll see Osage City probably a couple times next week. And Burlington defeated Osawatomie 79-44.
Northern Heights with possession, trailing fence by 15, and Gabe Beck's going to be fouled by Colton Ish. That'll be his fourth and team's third. Ish is 43-28, 3:52 to play. Woodrow looking for the inbound. Getting close to a five-second count. Go up to Gabe Beck. Drives to the foul line. Throws up a jumper. That's no good. Heavy contact. Lance Morris begging for a foul. But a rebound to Colton Ish. Now to Herbert. Right wing. Now to Smith. Back to Herbert. Lane Smith back with it. Over to Ish. Now Braden Grimmett. Score Northern Heights. Probably going to wish they had a shot clock here this year. Lane Smith over to Ish. Bounce pass to Herbert. Elbow. Opposite block to Ish. Leaves it shy on the over and under. And rebound to Henry Sheely. Cooper Woodrow now with it. Over to Gabe Beck. Right wing. Lob up top to Bish. Off the window and good for Kelton Bish. He's in double figures with 11. Press by Northern Heights, beat by Madison. Braden Grimmett throws up a jumper that's no good. Rebound to Bish. Northern Heights trails by 13, 2:48 to go. They feel like they might have some momentum on their side. Beck, elbow, lob to Bish. Going to be knocked out of bounds by Octavian Dean. Or Yao will come back in the contest along with Harlan Badger. Badger will sub out T.J. Dean, and Colton Ish will be subbed out with his four fouls. Gabe Beck drives the elbow, jumper, no good, rimming out, and a rebound to Corey out. 2.5 to play, Madison leads by 13, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Alex McNeil. It's a full break. We'll take a one-minute break with him. 43-30, Madison clinging to the lead here in the area game of the week.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. By USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs! And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Madison with possession, 2:26 remaining. They lead 43-30, trying to get it in on the inbound after the timeout. Over to Colton Ish, who subbed back into the contest during that stoppage of play. Now to Ish. Ish. Yao. Right corner to Smith. Now to Braden Grimmett. Pass nearly going through his hands. Over to Yao. Now Octavian Dean. Now back to Yao. Now Grimmett as Madison really looking to move the ball around and work some clock.
Yeah, and this will help them actually maybe in as the season goes on, because there will be games where they'll be playing when they don't have the shot clock, especially at Substate.
Yeah, only games played at home of a Lyon County League opponent will have it. So once they get out of league play, if they're on the road and it's, say, a Flint Hills League opponent or another, you know, non-Lyon County League opponent, that the shot clock's not been acted by a lot of other league schools or other area schools outside of Lyon County League.
Yeah.
We have a final from Emporia Hayes. Emporia boys coming back, and they win 41-36 for the final.
Good win for the Spartans.
1:20 now remaining. Dean over to Grimmett. Bounce pass underneath the Yao. He'll pump fake. Trying to kick it back out. He'll be fouled underneath by Bish. That's only their first foul of the quarter.
You know, I was thinking the Hayes boys, though, probably really liked their last trip, though, to Emporia when they came in for the state championship.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to have another 30-second break. We just will take one with them. 43-30, about 15 to play. Madison with the advantage.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. By TWS Incorporated Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Timeout has since commenced here in Allen Northern Heights High School. Of course, we'll have Northern Heights in action once again on Friday, this time on the road in Lebo.
Yeah,
Lebo splitting the contest with Burlingame tonight. Girls winning, boys losing. Grimmett gets the inbound now to Colton Ish. He'll be fouled immediately. That's only the second one for Northern Heights. That's Badgers first. Keep on going.
Yeah.
Trying to extend this ball game. Northern Heights trailing things by 13. Get it into Ish and be fouled by TJ Dean. And that'll be Dean's second.
Dean is second, 13.
We're going to take a full timeout by Lance Morse. This time we'll stay right here with you. 43-30. Of course, we'll have the Rich Store Company postgame show upcoming next. Tally our stats, get some postgame stats, try and get some area scores.
Yeah, I think Northern Knights, he's just trying to go over late game strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, may not be come out the victor of this one tonight, but you will have an opportunity to, you know, there's going to be closer ball games down the road. And like you said, Ken, you know, you can't take these timeouts with you. And
no.
This will use it. It's a broadcaster's dream.
Yes.
When the coaches use.
Yes.
Use a timeout and get us a chance to get through all of our spots. Many thanks to our sponsors that make these broadcasts possible. And, you know, to kind of re-rack things for you guys next week, obviously we missed last week because of the weather. And we're going to have, you know, just a regular scheduled ball game between Madison Hartford on Tuesday. And then we'll have Flint Hills League coverage from Wide Auditorium on Wednesday this year, because Emporia State has a home game on Thursday. And then we'll have continued coverage of that tournament on Friday, as well as the Opie Burlingame on Friday. But before we get to Friday, we have Madison Opie on Thursday.
Yeah.
So we'll have ball games on this Country 101.7 FM from Tuesday through Saturday.
And then
Monday through Saturday, basically, the following week, the Lion County League Tournament. So a little bit of a January madness on the high school side. Trap by Ish on the inbound. It's going to go to Herbert, and he'll be fouled. That'll be the 14th foul. One more to give. 61 seconds remaining.
It is crazier.
Well, actually, that is the 15th foul, so bonus time for Kate Herbert.
It's kind of crazier compared than March for us, except for most of the games are going to be at White.
Yeah.
When March, you're going, are we going to be in Colby?
Yeah, where
are we
at?
In Dodge?
Even the sub-state now with the new rules is Herbert barely draws iron. Because you'll have some home sites up until the, I think, semifinal and final.
Yep.
Of course, Madison and Northern Heights in that same kind of region as they will have that sub-state as Herbert knocks that down. Cooper Woodrow flying down, going to have a pass kicked out of bounds. So stay with Northern Heights. Ish was at the scorer's table, and he will go back to the bench. I think McNeil thought maybe it was going back to Madison. They're playing matchups with Ish's four fouls. TJ Dean underneath. Jumper good. Going to have some pressure on the inbound. Going to have a timeout taken by McNeil. It'll be his last timeout. It's a full timeout once again. Of course, tomorrow night, I believe, Emporia State on the road.
Yeah.
The Washburn. These Thursday games are kind of throwing me off.
Yes, they are.
I kind of had some weird stretches there at Watt Auditorium with the Thursday-Saturday.
Uh-huh.
But on the road at Lee Arena.
And tomorrow night, KU is at Iowa State.
That would be a fun contest there.
Yes.
Of course, you can have KU basketball on 1400 AM 96.9 FM. And State was up at the half over Texas Tech, 33-31. That game going on right now on Country 101.7 FM.
And KU and Iowa State has been kind of a rough and tumble games the last few years.
It has been. Of course, then Chiefs playoff action on Saturday.
Yeah.
3:30 tip. Kickoff there on Country 101.7 FM.
Following KU and K-State.
It's a noon tip. So let's see what Madison's drawn up here. All the players are on the baseline out of bounds. Looks like Herbert. We might be throwing a pass. See what's going on here. Can run the baseline. He'll get it into Ish. He'll be immediately fouled by Dean.
Octavian Dean kind of has a smile on.
So they ran two goes, and then there was a kind of a, looked like a running back kind of
option. Screen.
Yeah, a little screen to Colton Ish. Foul goes against TJ Dean. That's his second. In the air, no good for Ish. 0 for 3 tonight from the foul line. Braden Grimmett will be subbed out by Lane Smith.
Yeah, and they're just 2 of 7 as a team.
46.1 seconds left as Ish buries the second one. Third point of the night. Gave back to the elbow. Jumper there. Good. Pressure will be applied by Northern Heights. They get it into Lane Smith, and he'll be shoved from behind. That's going to be an intentional, I think. Yep.
Yeah.
Smith slid all the way into the bleachers. And, it's going to be called an intentional foul, but I don't know if that was the intent, as Smith's momentum was carrying him away and gave back with the intentional. So.
Yeah, I think it was just trying and then.
Yeah, momentum kind of carried him into it. There was no ill intent.
Yeah, Lane got kind of had a smile like.
Yeah.
That felt like a football play.
Yeah. Foul shot by Smith. No good. 45-34 our score. 30 seconds remaining. Second one by Smith. No good. Misses both of them. And it'll be Madison ball. Need to wait for the officials to key him in. There we go.
Yep.
Be some pressure in the backcourt on the inbound as Herbert will now have the inbound where the foul had occurred. Herbert looking for an open teammate. We'll go to Dean. Dean will be fouled right there. 28 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, just one of those nights tonight for Northern Knights. They just kept battling. They couldn't ever cut that deficit in the single digits.
Yeah, but you just go back to that first 12 points scored by Madison in the first six minutes of the ballgame. You get that back, it's been all even from here on out. Foul shot by Dean, short. Madison continuing to struggle at the line. Now what, 3 out of 10?
3 out of 11.
Ooh. Second one from Dean. In the air. And short. No good. Rebound to T.J. Dean. He'll fall to the floor. Recovered by Harlan Badger. 25 seconds left. Cooper Woodrow now trying to get it under 10. Woodrow will be fouled on the jumper by Lane Smith, and he'll be awarded by two shots. This might be the longest minute and a half or minute we have had in some time.
Yep.
19 seconds left. In the air and short for Cooper Woodrow.
One thing I was noticing on Octavian Dean's free throws down here, they're all coming up short. Those legs, the time off.
Oh, absolutely. Get Herbert back in the contest for Lane Smith. Second one for Woodrow. In the air. And good. 45-35, Madison with the advantage. He'll be, Kate Herbert's trying to be fouled in the backcourt. Looks like Henry Sheely will pick it up. 14.8 seconds left now.
Henry's like, I didn't foul him, but you're trying to.
Opie doubled up Hartford in Opie. 64-32 in the boys' final. First one of two for Kate Herbert is short. Grimmett will be subbed out by Lane Smith. Second one, good for Kate Herbert. Full court pressure applied for Madison. Harlan Badger with it. Picks up a dribble as midcourt. Ball fake. Trying to find an open teammate. 9 seconds to play. Now Henry Sheely with it on the wing. Dribbles to the corner. Nice crossover. Drive to the elbow. Jumper. Shy. And that will do it. 46-35, our final score. Madison improves to 6-1. Northern Heights drops to 1-6. We'll get into the Rich Door Company postgame show, tally our stats, and have a postgame interview with Alex McNeil.
Good job.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by NextTech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is NextTech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Melissa Hurtman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors. Wishing all athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities.
When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perioc, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perioc Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball, brought to you by Ratcliff Propane. Providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service. Serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud. Go Bulldogs!
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by the Opie Meat Locker, providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Shankey at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Emporia, the city of Allen. A proud supporter of the Northern Heights Wildcats. Go Cats! And Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Please call Henry in Madison for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
We welcome you into the Rich Door Company postgame show. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. 46-35 here, our final score on the boys' side. Madison improves to 6-1. Northern Heights now 1-6. We'll tell you how we got here by these final stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. For individual scoring for Northern Heights, they're led in scoring by Kelton Bish with 11. 9 points apiece to Cooper Woodrow and T.J. Dean. 4 points Gabe Beck and 2 points to Oliver Sheely. For Madison, they're led in scoring by 18 points by Braden Grimmett, all 18 coming from beyond the arc on 6 made Cody Thurston threes. 11 points to Octavian Dean. 6 points Corey Yao and Cade Herbert. And 3 points to Colton Ish and 2 points to Will Grimmett to round out the individual scoring. Ken, your team stats.
All right. Madison was 10 of 30 inside the arch. They were 6 of 23 from 3-point range. So overall, 10 of 53 from the field. 4 of 14 at the free throw line. Did a nice job rebounding. They got 15 offensive and 13 defensive rebounds and 10 turnovers. For Northern Heights, 11 of 27 inside the arch, 2 for 6 from 3-point range, so 13 of 33 overall from the field. They were 7 of 11 at the free throw line. They pulled out 6 offensive and 13 defensive rebounds, and they committed 12 turnovers.
Once again, those final stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. While we await Alex Vanille coming out of his locker room, we will step aside and have continued coverage of the Rich Store Company postgame show. 46-35, our final tonight, Madison victorious.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. Harrison Body Shop at Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, free estimates. The Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support the MHS student-athletes every step of the way. And by the City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats!
Area High School Basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. By Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. And by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
We welcome you back into the Rich Door Company postgame show. Michael Dieker joined by Victorious head coach Alex McNeil. His team victorious tonight, 46-35. Coach, you guys got off to a 12-0 run to begin this ball game, and that really, that first 6 minutes of the ball game was kind of the difference here in the final moments.
It was. Yeah, I thought we had first quarter wide better than I ever expected it would be, up 20-2, and. But we needed every one of those points because they came roaring back. And I knew they wouldn't quit. There's no doubt about it. You can see that on film when you watch Northern Heights. They do not quit regardless of the score, and they didn't. They clawed their way back and turned into a pretty good game.
Now, you know, when you say you win by 11 and you've got one of your leading scorers only with 3 points tonight, Colton Ish, you know, Lance Morris really had a good game plan tonight for Colton. Obviously, there were some shots missed, but it was mostly because of that defensive pressure. But you have a kid that was only averaging 6 points a ball game, step up and give you 18. What a ball game tonight for Braden Grimmett from beyond the arc.
Absolutely. Braden Grimmett had a, you know, he, great game shooting the ball, great game defensively as well. And we've had to work on, you know, Colton's been either boxing one or played tight or and just sometimes he comes out flat out cold and the other people have to step up. And I knew going into this year that that would be the case. And I knew we had guys that could do it. And tonight, Braden Grimmett did that for us on the offensive end.
You know, and looking ahead to Friday night, you guys began a pretty tough stretch just with the amount of ball games, just because of, you know, makeup dates from last week. But you've got Burlingame winning by four against Lebo tonight. Lebo actually led through three quarters there. It was 42-38 was the final. But, you know, there's a, you know, post player in Drake Skirvin that's really coming on strong for Coach West. But, you know, how are you guys going to defend Burlingame and try and get a victory on Friday?
Yeah, we're going to have our hands full. You're going to have to throw different looks at them. They're obviously very talented. They got, you know, one of the best post players in the league. They got one of the best guards in the league. So they can get you from any direction. They got some good shooters around them. We definitely know they're good. And then we're going to have to play really good defensively. And I think we can do that. I think we have, you know, kids that can really defend. And just one more comment on the night. You know, he doesn't get credit because I don't even know if he showed up in the box score. But Lane Smith tonight held the Woodrow kid to, I think Woodrow had six or so, and I don't know what his average was coming into it. Woodrow's a very good basketball player, but I don't think Lane, well, none of those shots were on Lane. And, you know, it's just the effort the kid plays with and what he did tonight, that was also another big reason. We, you know, we want to give credit to the three-point shooting, and that's great, but Lane Smith played
really
absolutely.
Well.
He's huge coming in.
Yeah, I've got Woodrow down for nine, you know, right. But Lane Smith, you know, no points, but like you said, some of that stuff doesn't show up in that stat sheet.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely
uh-huh.
So, Alex. But, you know, how, where do you see yourself, either this team? Obviously, we're kind of getting in mid-January. A lot of games will be played here in January, but, you know, what things you guys need to work on here in the, you know, next, you know, five games to round out, or four games to round out the regular season, like any league play, and then obviously the tournament to close out the month?
Well, we always got to keep getting better on the defensive end and being more consistent at it. You know, you look at the first quarter tonight, we look like world beaters on defense. You look at the second quarter, we look below average. So that'll always be our focus. We know we are a defensive team. We will hang our hat on the defensive end. Obviously, you know, we'll do all the shooting and all that stuff too. But if we're going to win games in the Lyon County League, we're going to win games in the postseason. It's going to be because we play really good defense. And that'll be the staple of our team and my program, and that's what we're going to keep working on.
Well, Alex, congratulations on the victory. We'll talk to you multiple times next week.
And good
luck
like
on, good luck on Friday.
Sounds like it.
Always right. A pleasure to watch your team compete.
All right. Thank you.
That was head coach Alex McNeil. His team victorious 46-35. We'll step aside, get Ken Hansen back on the headset, and wrap up the Rich Door Company postgame show.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. The City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. And Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Brian. Contact Teal's at 785-528-3912. USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2024-25 school year. And by Kansas Land Bank. Kansas Land Bank is now Equity Bank. They're proud to support all area athletes. With 37 locations across Kansas, they never forget it's your money. Learn more at equitybank.com, member FDIC.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. By USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs! And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
We welcome you back to Northern Heights for one final time. Michael Deeker rejoined by Ken Hansen. It was a Madison sweep tonight. Girls victorious 41-11. Boys victorious 46-35. Ken, your thoughts on what we saw tonight?
Good first game back from with all the breaks for Madison. They got some things accomplished tonight that they wanted to and can build from there. Also for Northern Heights, boys, good effort tonight. And they're going to be chances of winning some games here within the LCL. Like the next few weeks for them, with now they'll face a good team in Lebo on Friday night, but as we've seen, Lebo can be beaten.
Yeah,
and if you're Northern Heights, you just put this game behind you and move forward with next week.
Because if you take out those 6 minutes, you know, we're mad up 12. Actually, it was 5.5 minutes. I think they scored with 2:28 to play in the first quarter. It was Northern Heights winning the rest of that ball game by one.
Yes.
You know, and that's something that, you know, Lance Morris with a young team can kind of take and build upon that, saying, hey, you know, this is a, you know, good basketball team in Madison. We shut down their best player to 3 points.
Yeah.
You know, obviously had a great defensive game plan. We'll need a great defensive game plan on Friday night with the post player down there. In Lebo.
With
Zach Oswald. Thank you. Yeah. I don't know why I was drawing a mind blank there, but, you know, long day.
Yes.
Not over yet.
Yes.
But,
But Zach will be a different type of post player for them.
Absolutely.
To face. He's more physical.
Correct. Very, very physical. But, of course, we'll have that game on Country 101.7 FM. That pregame have been getting around 5:40, obviously, depending on the JV game. And then we'll take the weekend off and then really get going with our coverage over the next 2 weeks between makeup games, Flint Hills League Tournament, and Lyon County League Tournament.
Yeah.
Obviously, our sponsors make these broadcasts possible. Obviously, if you hear the name on our broadcast, you know, support these local businesses that support their local communities and then reinvest, you know, your commitment to them back into their communities. And obviously our broadcast not made possible by them. And obviously our viewership or listenership.
Yes.
You know, thank you for everyone that tuned in. Hopefully you're still listening. Quarter to 10. You know, it's been a full night tonight. But Ken, appreciate everything you do.
You
happy
too,
to be
Michael.
Back on the mic.
Yes.
And ready to rock and roll through the rest of January.
Yes.
For Ken Hansen, I'm Michael Deeker. Stand tall, tackle all. No one fights alone. The comeback is stronger than the setback. We'll have a good week, everybody. We'll talk to you on Friday.